Hey, what's that called?
Enough is enough.
Alright, cool.
Alright.
You've heard it.
See how it goes. Any record. Well. Yeah. Well, it's definitely what you'd call a traditional blues.
Yeah.
And, I mean, what the hell?
Yeah.
The most important thing about, you know, that particular genre, I think, is the soulfulness of the singer. It's kind of like a Hindu chant, you know, it doesn't really matter. Yeah, you know, the words are always the same.
Yeah,
always
the same. I know, and it's the same with country music now. I like to write little country songs too.
Yeah.
And I just, the idea of doing anything original is just not part of it. I mean, in the way you do it, it's
right.
Okay, well, this is
what you call it. Yeah, what is this?
Unusual one. No, that's not very good.
Yeah. I should go for it.
Do. See, I like to play the ones I just wrote.
Well, that's what I usually play. What the hell? 7:39, that sounds reasonable.
All right. Somewhere between High Parisian and Puerto Rican Nightmare. It's not my line. It's what the baker at Tassajara Bakery in San Francisco told the guy who was writing the book who looked at the decor, which is done by Edward Abadizian, who's an abstract New York artist.
High Parisian and low what? Or what? High...
It's some... Oh, I mean.
What does that mean again? High Parisian and Puerto Rican.
That's the description of the baker of the very funny. Everybody thinks it's really in Zen. That's what I like about it best. I actually thought we should have done it differently, but I love it now. I love the restaurant. They are both so bizarre, totally far out. And the Abbott did them all. He just loves it. He just gets totally into it.
Wow.
And I love it because it helps break up any idea people have of what Zen is. That's
yeah.
I hope I can play this.
Okay. Me too. Yeah. Really interesting constructions. Now, you know, just in a totally mechanistic standpoint, just the way they're put together, you know, is that refreshing. I see what our friend perhaps was talking about when he says, well, it's not supposed to work.
Right.
In a couple of spots, it really doesn't, you know, all it seems to me, it just takes a little more close investigation to, and maybe add or bend a little bit, a couple of the notes here and there, and those things will work.
Yeah,
a lot. I mean, you hear them, but you haven't quite got the right chord into your fingers, you know.
Yeah, that's because I'm just groping. I really don't know chord construction.
Yeah, but nonetheless, you have a really good intuitive perception of what all the, how the harmonic movement is, you know, how all that stuff happens. And that's what draws you from one chord to the other, to another, to another, just where the voices want to go.
You know, Liz will say, can I, oh, she used to say, she knows better than even asking now, can I change something in the song? I said, sure, just do it, you know, just do it.
Right.
I accept
and try it
almost every change she makes. Every once in a while I go, no, I wanted to do it that way.
Right.
You know? But she changed his words. I love to play. I can just keep going forever. All right. I love to, songs like that, you know, people don't like them as well as the simple songs, but I really enjoy writing those more, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They're all fine. I'll do another one sort of in that sort of complicated vein. This, and I, again, I can't really play that. Oh, it takes on? Excuse me. Oh, I'm horrible. I hate my voice to be taken. Oh, no, here we are. That's awful. I love it. I love to play it, but it's just so long. It's so I do it. A little balance. There's more to that.
There is more to that?
Yeah. There's another interlude and another verse.
Oh, get on with it.
Oh, really? All right. I thought maybe it was getting too long. Broken around.
That rounds it out.
Yeah.
Don't fret. Of course, you can't really help it having that instrument there.
Don't fret. Yeah, right.
Yeah, they work fine. They're nicely completed entities. Yeah, there's lots of, you can make it for all the way from a kazoo and a thing whistle to a symphony orchestra.
Yep.
So do some more.
Great, yeah, that's what I like to do. Let's see. Well, this is all just very recent stuff I've been playing.
Have you ever performed? Any of it?
Oh, yeah, I have. I really don't want to talk on this thing.
Push the pause button.
Yeah, one end.
Listen to this. This is called, what is it? The Happy,
Happy Tramper. And they do that real nice. And it's a little jazzy. See, it's done a little, it's not just done.
This is on that tape.
Yeah.
A rousing corny song. Goodbye, bird.
Mm-hmm. They wrote this super storm down there watching this bird hovering in the air. Just super, you know, big waves.
Yeah.
Goodbye now, I wear that.